get straight to our guest, Lloyd Nolan, who is running for the 88th district to be the representative from there. Lloyd, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. How are you doing,
Amy? I'm doing fine. So your district covers areas like Creve Coeur, Town and Country, Olivet, some parts of Chesterfield. Is that correct?
You got it. Right in the heart of the county.
Absolutely. So the seat, the 88th, is currently held by a Democrat, correct?
That is correct.
And what are you going to bring to that seat to benefit those taxpaying individuals, voters in the 88th district right now?
Mostly sanity. I think we have someone right now who is out attacking windmills that don't exist. I'm actually looking from one of her campaign brochures. And her four main points are ethics reform, common sense, gun laws, which we know what that means, women's health and affordable health care, we know what that means, and more funding for education. But I think what people in my district and all throughout the St. Louis area are looking for is public safety, good jobs, freedom of religion, less taxation, less government. And those are basically the kind of things that I want to bring to the table. And I've never run for office before, and so, you know, for me to sit here and say, oh, I've got this silver bullet and I'm going to do these spectacular things and I've got everything planned out would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the main thing is to bring the right flavor and the right idea, the right goals, and that's kind of what I'm about.
So what's the district like that you're in? When you say you want to represent those people, what kind of things are you trying to bring to that seat that really reflect on the people of Creve Coeur, Town and Country, Olivet, parts of Chesterfield?
Well, I think as I mentioned, public safety. Big thing is that I love the city of St. Louis, but I mean everybody would admit there are crime issues, especially in North St. Louis, and criminals don't, you know, they can go anywhere. They get in cars and they move west, and they, recently there was a series of car break-ins out in Chesterfield by the Butterfly House. I mean, these are things that maybe didn't happen in the past, but I think we have an atmosphere right now where law enforcement has been put down and has been denigrated, and we've shown a great deal of disrespect to our police officers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we need to have strong law enforcement. We have to need to have strong laws. And what we need to do is we need to get people who are nonviolent offenders, drug offenders, DWI offenders, we need to get them into programs like we have a drug court and we have a DWI court. Get these people rehabilitated if we can. They're not violent. Get them cleaned up and get them back as productive citizens. But the really bad guys, we need them in prison. And, you know, prisons are overcrowded, but some people are just bad. They can't be out in public. So we need to strengthen our laws. We recently had a bill passed. They're going to raise the age limit to be charged as an adult to 18 from 17. I'm not really sure that's such a great idea. And the thing is, I mean, I was talking to a former prosecutor today. He said a 17-year-old knows what's wrong. And so we can't, you know, we don't want to put kids in jail. I think the philosophy behind that bill was that if you put these young people in the prison population, they just become hardened criminals. I think the solution would be to reform our prison system so that we have something for youthful offenders that we can turn them around and teach them jobs if we can and get them out. But the people that can't be rehabilitated, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a supporter of a ministry called Mission Gate, which works a lot with offenders. They take them out and they get them in halfway houses and they teach them skills and they rehabilitate them, and they've got a wonderful rate, very, very low recidivism rate. So I'm all for things like that. So I think that that's important. And the other thing is, It's not really in the state representative's realm, but I am opposed to the city-county merger. I think the city has shown through electing poor leaders and having bad politics, it's just a suck hole for money. And maybe I shouldn't use that term, but I think people know what I don't mean mm-hmm. it in a bad way, but when you have a bad system, it uses up more and more money, and the situation is always, okay, we need more money and more money. And so we need to be very frugal and very conscientious with taxpayer money. And that's something I want to take to Jeff City. I know there's a lot of people do as well, but that's my philosophy.
Well, for the 88th district, that's definitely something that people are going to want to know, is who's looking out for their taxpayer dollars. Last question for you. We're speaking with Lloyd Nolan, who's the candidate for the 88th representative district in the state of Missouri, and online at nolan4staterep.com. Lloyd, why do you think you're qualified for this position?
Well, I think I'm qualified because I have been a lawyer for 30 years, and I've got all that time and experience of reading laws and interpreting statutes, reading a lot of the laws that the legislature enacts. And I'm not an attorney that just got a law degree and then went into politics. I'm an attorney. I've actually practiced law for 30 years. I've represented people in divorce cases and criminal cases and bankruptcy cases and probate and all the things that deal with our Missouri state laws. And one of the problems is that we have people, you know, who are in the state legislature and they'll enact laws, and you got to have an idea how this is going to play out in court. We don't want the judges to have to guess at what a statute means. So I think that's important. And the other thing is that over the course of my career, I've dealt with people from all walks of life. And I like to treat everybody fairly and give them a fair shake. And I think all people, they want to be heard, and they want to know that their voice matters. So I think those are important skills that I can take to Jeff City.
Lloyd Nolan, running for the 88th Representative District as the Republican there. NolanForStateRep.com. Go check him out and lend him support if he's saying the things that you think represent you. Lloyd, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Annie. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely.